I really truly hesitate to stand because I don't want to take up your time. But I have to tell you about a dream that I had in 1962, prior coming to my first World Conference. I was standing in my dream at that podium. As I stood to speak, this building was packed. There were coats even hanging over the rail of the balcony. I remember all the detail. As I stood there to speak, a messenger was standing behind me. And as I look at you, I see a fulfillment of what occurred there. The very first words that he said to me was, "Tell them that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so I repeated those words. And just a few people got up and walked out. And then he said, "Tell them that Joseph's experience in the grove is true, where he saw me and my son. And indeed I told him to join none of them, for their creeds were an abomination before me." And he said other things also with that statement. But at that moment, literally hundreds of people got up and walked out. I had never been in this building before, but I noticed there was a corridor where some people hesitated and listened. And then they went out. Then there were others who listened and came back in. Then the next phrase was this: "Tell them that the Book of Mormon is true and was translated by the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost through the use of the Urim and Thummim." Again, hundreds of people got up and walked out. Listened, some went out as fast as they could go, others listened and came back in. And I remember just the agony of soul. My very bowels were just aching, but each phrase that came with greater power. Even though I could not hardly stand it, he spoke the messenger with greater power. And his final phrase, of many phrases, but his final phrase was this one: "Tell them that Zion will be, and that my coming is not long." And where there had been thousands, there now were just a few people left. And I don't know if you are that group or not. The few that remain. But for years I thought this was a missionary sermon that I was going to give somewhere. But when I came to conference, I recognized that it was this building. And that's why I've clung so tenaciously to the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Because this is his church. And the faithful few that will remain, there will be those that will return. We are told that in section 119, verse 4. But I want to say to you by the Spirit this morning, yield your heart unto him, and he will fill your soul with gladness. And he will give you understanding to speak as those with authority, so that those in this world will separate you from the scribes and the Pharisees. For he has given unto this church, his church, the authority to go forth and to proclaim this message unto the ends of the world, that the nations of this earth shall be constrained to acknowledge that indeed Jesus is the living God, the living Son of the living God, that his church has been established for the last time to proclaim the living word into a dying world. Be not afraid, I will be with you to comfort you and to fill your soul with tidings of great joy. Heed the lessons of my word. As you study, I shall be with you in your private moments. As you pray in your closets, I will be with you, so that when you leave your closets, you will be blessed openly as you minister to my people. Concern yourself no more about those things that are coming upon this world, but seek first to establish my kingdom within your hearts and then in the hearts of my people. Thus saith the Lord by his Spirit unto you this day.